You're listening to the Multifamily Women Podcast with Carrie Antrim, where we extract the knowledge from executive women in leadership and inspire emerging leaders with our thought leadership platform, offering a new model for personal and professional transformation.
Hello there, and welcome to the Multifamily Women Podcast, where we seek out women in the industry who are doing big things, have great wisdom to share, and can talk about how they're influencing others and the industry as a whole. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast if you're enjoying it, because that helps it get discovered by others who may benefit from these episodes. Today, I'm going to be talking with Rebecca Smith, Senior Leasing Manager at WPM Real Estate Management. Now, Rebecca has a proven history of leading successful teams and projects. Over the last several years, she's worked for several large multifamily development and management companies across the Baltimore metro region. She's excellent at developing creative and proactive leasing and retention strategies that ultimately decrease vacancy and increase customer satisfaction, which is one of the reasons I'm so excited to be talking to her today. Becky, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Carrie. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. And now I will say that I introduced you as Rebecca, but I'm allowed to call you Becky, right?
You can absolutely call me Becky. When we get personal, okay. It gets down to nicknames.
When we've done a podcast together, we're automatic best friends and we can go by Becky. Okay, I love that. Tell me about your journey in multifamily. How did you get started?
When I was in college, I worked at a hotel, and when I graduated, I thought that's what I was going to want to do, stay in hospitality. I worked for a Hilton brand hotel, so really getting those customer service skills sharpened. And then when I came out to Baltimore, I'd only worked like the front desk, like check-in, check-out services. I hadn't made it to a manager level yet, so it was really hard for me to get a job that was sustainable without that management experience in hospitality here in Baltimore. So I started putting out resumes to some other companies and in different like creative hospitality fields. And I ended up getting a call back from a property manager that was starting a lease up in downtown Baltimore. And that was back in 2014. And I have been absolutely addicted to lease ups ever since.
Wait, I love that because there's so much hospitality that goes into the multifamily industry. So what a great entree into the industry you had.
Definitely. I have a good friend in the industry that I met through LinkedIn, Nicole Oswald, and she works for RPM Living. And she's also born and bred in hospitality. And we talk about how similar it is. And one of the things I always joke about is that in hospitality, you only have to deal with the people for a couple of days. In property management, you have to deal with them for years sometimes. Yeah. So the customer service level really gets turned up a whole nother notch.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I want to know, you have some expertise around automation versus training theory, the balance between investing in technology versus investing in your team members and making sure that it's not affecting your culture, or if it is, it's in a good way. Talk to me about what processes you've created and what you're doing in that space.
Yeah, I think out of the pandemic, a lot of management companies ran to technology because they didn't have the ability to use their people. People weren't able to go into the offices. Customers weren't able to interact with their teams. So a lot of people relied heavily on technology. WPM sat down and we thought about what are the absolute things that we need to get our jobs done that aren't going to excessively waste money and are going to give us like the best bang for our buck? So we had already had like high definition overview videos on most of our websites. We had high resolution photos on all of our websites. We had photos. What we needed to do is figure out a way to offer people virtual tours. And we went and invested in Matterport and got Matterports done for our entire portfolio really quickly. And across the pandemic, our portfolio was able to sustain about somewhere between 95 to 100% occupancy at almost all of our properties. And again, that was without investing in the tour platforms where people could come into the property and tour, without a leasing consultant, all these automated concierge services that people ran to that I just think now that the pandemic is over, they're not leaning on anymore. And it's an investment that you already made that now you don't really have a purpose for it to serve. I think when it came to that, and again, when it comes to like training versus automation, we really believe in investing in our people first and then figuring out how those little technology implementations can help make them more efficient and help them be better at their jobs.
So tell me what that's like when you have to introduce this new system or technology or software to your teams. How do you go about vetting it and then presenting it to the people who have to use it?
So my team, I work for the vice president of marketing for WPM. So when we decide, between Brent and I, when we decide that there's a new technology that we want to implement at one of our properties, we'll usually pick one or two properties where we feel like it can most serve, and we'll give it a test run there. One of the things that we rolled out this year, Entrata has a chatbot feature, which based on the policies and things that are loaded into the back end of Entrata, it can answer questions 24 hours a day instantly for prospects. And that was something that we didn't really utilize before COVID because people were reaching out to the office and we had text message options with the leasing consultants. But with people not being in the offices, we had to come up with another solution. So we picked about 10 properties that we rolled it out at, tested it pretty heavily over about a month period. And then we created a template that all of our teams could fill out to fill in their policies and procedures. The marketing team loaded all that stuff on the back end. And within less than a month, we had that up on all of our property websites.
That's fascinating. That's great. You took a phased approach then, right? A few properties at a time until you were sure it would work. And then
we very rarely are going to roll something out portfolio-wide if we haven't tested it and really realized that it serves the need that we need it to. Because again, to go back to what I was saying earlier, there are a lot of companies that invest in technology really early on, and they don't realize the amount of training, the amount of planning that's going to go into the rollout. And instead of actually seeing it through, half the times it ends up just like falling to the wayside.
Yeah. So you have a lot of experience with lease-ups, right? And I think you have like a secret sauce or a formula that works for you. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. A lot of times, I think people will be surprised with my response to this, because a lot of times I think people assume it's like some fancy amenity. It's really competitive pricing and specials. It's these ninjas at leasing that you put a team together and stick them at these lease-ups. But for me, it's much more simple. It's all about relationships. So building relationships with the community that surrounds your property is essential to success. I mean, follow-up is obviously really important. All those other aspects, having nice amenities, having nice collateral is all really important for lease-ups and getting the name out there. But having people out in the community that are helping you sell the apartments is so much more impactful to get that lease-up done fast and efficiently. So making connections with local businesses that can refer people to your property. They can also be lead generators. So maybe you have signage up that's at that restaurant or at that local cafe, but it also helps bring value to the property once residents are there. You make a connection with a local ice cream place that's going to set up out front of your property every Friday for the month of June. While that seems like it's just people that are going to be coming to the property that are going to see it by chance because the ice cream truck's there, maybe then that rolls into something where as the lease up still keeps going, every Friday that ice cream truck comes back and the first five residents that show up get free ice cream. Google right now is really prioritizing local searches. So if you're getting tagged by these local businesses, it's boosting your SEO.
Oh, wow,
so
interesting.
Anytime you do events and stuff like that, if you're tagging local businesses, you're going to go up higher and higher in those Google search results.
Wow, that's cool. So who are the actual people, though, that you have going out making these connections?
It's our site teams.
Your site teams. And how are you finding the right kind of whatever you're looking for, the charisma that, I'm sure they have to be outgoing to be able to go into a restaurant and say, hey, we're here.
It's funny that you say that because I just finished, or not just finished at this point, it feels like it, but I finished a lease up in Richmond about a year ago. And my first hire at that property was a brand new college grad out of JMU. Never had a leasing position ever before. And most people are probably thinking, a brand new lease up and you hired somebody that has no experience in leasing. It was one of the best hire decisions that I ever made. Her background in marketing, she also did an internship in photography. So the owners were able to save on professional photography because we had a leasing consultant that could do it all there on site. Her social media skills were out of control and she just had this super bubbly personality. And because it was a Richmond property, I didn't have a lot of experience in Virginia. I'm in Baltimore. So it was really valuable to have her on the team for making those local connections because she grew up in the area. So she knew all the businesses that we wanted to target, knew local realtors that we wanted to have relationships with. So Sometimes they don't need the leasing experience.
Yeah, no, I love that. That's great. And that goes back to how you entered the industry from hospitality and you got chosen because of what you had done before. And that's awesome. I love that. So talking about attracting unique talent, how do you navigate those industry norms with creating new roles and divisions and fighting turnover and retaining these awesome hires that you find? What are you guys doing?
WPM, again, invests really heavily in training. And so I think our people really feel a sense that their careers and their professional development is nurtured here. Myself, actually, the role that I currently have is not something that's ever been at WPM before. I think most people in our company and most people in the industry go the traditional route of a leasing agent, assistant property manager, regional property manager, director of operations, that kind of route. And I think for a long time, there wasn't really a clear understanding or path for anybody that didn't want to go that route. And so at WPM, they allowed me to work on things that really best utilize my skill set. So again, going back into that, we really develop our people. So I really shied away from a lot of the operation stuff because it just wasn't the best use of my abilities, budgets, vendor contracts, things like that. I was a lot more of a sales, customer service, planning events, doing things like that. So in doing that, I got so good at that little arsenal of things that I did as a leasing specialist that they were like, okay, we want more of that. We don't want you to like learn how to do a budget. We don't want you to learn how to change out HVAC systems and all that stuff, set up bulk Comcast agreements. We want you in front of our prospects. I just continued to take additional like training courses and things like that. And it allowed me to grow into the role that I have now. And I think that opportunity is available for anybody at WPM. We're not small anymore, but like we do still have that very small feel. And so while most of the tracks we have are more of those traditional tracks, we certainly don't shy away from opening up opportunities to people that specialize in something really specific.
Man, you just made so many great points. Okay, so let me see if I can remember. So the first thing I wanted to mention was the fact that I feel like sometimes we take a job, like you took the job from the property management team coming from the hotel, and we might not even know what our unique abilities are at that point, especially if you're hiring someone right out of college or hasn't been in the workforce very long. So I love that you were given the opportunity to experience everything and then figure out, wait, this is where I excel.
Yeah.
And you have felt supported along the way. I think that's so important. I think we hire people for specific positions and are quick to be like, nope, didn't work. But they have these amazing talents over here that just haven't been tapped into yet. So I think that's really fascinating.
I think it's like it's a shift in the industry too, because I think leasing consultants were always thought of as a very bottom of the line. And I think now that marketing and branding has become such a big aspect of leasing apartments, it's not just like a typical salesperson. Like these people are really multifaceted. They're great at social media. They're awesome at sales. They are networking. They're training. They're participating in local industry events. There's just so much more on their plates. And so I think as an industry, we're going to see a lot more of these like ancillary marketing roles becoming available because people are going to realize if you want to retain really good leasing talent, you've got to create roles for them that best suit their abilities. And to take somebody from a sales, forward-facing, exciting, relationship-driven position and to stick them into an office where they're like budgeting and financials and delivering late notices. You literally just took someone that is so unfit for that role and just promoted them there and you're making them like excited about it. Like they're like, yeah, I'm going to be a property manager now. I'm going to make more money. And if they get into those roles, and I see so many people who just fade out after that.
Yeah, yes, agreed. And never before has your personal brand been so important. With social media, like you said, everybody is accessible and whatever you're putting out there is seen by everybody. Yeah, the importance of these roles, it definitely is increasing 100%. Yeah. I agree with what you said. So I wanted to ask you how owners are rethinking development to give residents what they really want. There's lots of changes that have come and shifts in customer expectations and resident expectations. What are you seeing?
Back in the day, and I act like I've been in this industry for a really long time. So 8 years ago when I started in this industry, I felt like the trend even at that point was build it and they will come. And then it was up to this really cutting edge lease up team to come in and figure out how to take something that was missed the mark and deliver it to the people that were in that area. Now I think that developers are getting a little bit smarter and they're really tapping into what residents want. The work from home culture. Every new development now has some kind of feature that allows residents to get out of their homes and utilize the amenity spaces. This is where we see it's really important to have management involved in the development of the property. Because WPM is not only a management arm, we also have a development and ownership arm. We bring a really unique approach to assisting and consulting with pre-development stuff because we think like owners. If we were building it ourselves, we're going to give you the exact same advice that we would give to ourselves. So for example, like getting involved and telling them, we use this example a lot, but like trash cans. You think it's like a really simple thing to think about where you're putting the dumpster. But in a high rise, for example, if you put it under the trash chutes and the trash chutes are on the opposite side of the exit to the garage, you're going to be rolling that dumpster through the garage every day, pissing off every resident that lives upstairs. Yep. It's going to stink up the garage. You're going to back up traffic in the garage trying to get it out. Like those are things that sometimes owners don't think of the operational side because they're not there to actually, you know, make it work. So things like that, that we can get involved in the development. And I think that owners are becoming a lot more receptive to that, to having the management company involved a year, 2 years in advance. We actually have two projects in Richmond right now. They haven't even demolished the current structures that are there. And the owner has us really heavily involved almost weekly on OAC calls with the construction company, just so that we can give them that little piece that's down the line going to save them money from an operational perspective and also save the team a lot of like stress and stuff like that.
It's funny that you mentioned the dumpster example because I was just listening to someone speak a couple weeks ago and they said that the dumpster area is actually like one of the top utilized areas in any apartment community because everyone has to go there.
Yep.
So they were talking about how to make it a beautiful space and easily accessible and who knows? It might become a meeting location.
Exactly. It's those little things that like an owner thinks that they want a pool, but like something as simple as an easily accessible, clean dumpster area really is what residents
making their home frictionless.
Correct. And I think that in the long run, from a leasing perspective, it helps retain people longer. If you make it so convenient for them to live in their community, soundproofed apartments, like that's an amenity. Washer and dryer in unit, that's an amenity.
Yeah. So your president, right, Melissa, will be speaking at the Women's Summit. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. I told her she should bring you along. So I don't know if
that
works, but I would love to have you there. I'm wondering if you have any final thoughts for our listeners, anything you want to leave with them with today.
I'm going to bring it back to leasing. I think it's a really exciting time in our industry. When I first got started, I was very unsure of whether I would be able to sustain a career in property management because so much of what I loved was really like the entry level stuff. For people that are passionate about the leasing experience, customer service, resident engagement, those kinds of things, like stay strong, reach out to other people on LinkedIn that have careers that you would want and connect with them. I reached out to you and you were gracious enough to answer tons of questions that I had. There are other apartment all-stars. Lisa Trojan is somebody that I've messaged on LinkedIn and she's kind enough to respond to me and give me good feedback. Stephanie Anderson from Grace Hill. There's really some rock stars out there, especially women rock stars that are really making a name for themselves and blazing paths for people in the multifamily industry. And so for people, like I said, that are really driven by the more creative side, know that there is a career path for you and that you are valuable to the companies and you can continue to grow value in a creative role without having to go into operations.
I love your unique perspective. And yes, I agree. I love that advice of reaching out to people who might have the role you want or aspire to. And I'm so glad that the people that you've reached out to have been receptive and written back and all of that. I think that's so important in our industry to be lifting each other up and being empowering each other in this.
Yep. Yeah. It's like I said, those relationships aren't just important for lease-ups. They're important for career development, too.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you?
So you are more than welcome to email me. My email is rlsmith@wpmllc.com. Or you can find me on LinkedIn, Rebecca Smith, NALP.
Okay. And we'll link those in the show notes. Thank you so much, Becky. This has been great.
Thank you. And I wish you guys all the best of luck with planning the summit that's coming up.
Thank you. Okay. Listen, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We would love it if you would join the Women's Leadership Series. You'll get access to our community that has over 5,000 members. You can find that on multifamilywomen.com. And also there you can register for the Multifamily Women Summit coming up soon. So make sure you get in for that. Please subscribe, rate, and review this show. That tells us that we're doing a good job and it lets other listeners discover this show. And it also shouts out those who are building healthy organizations, just like Rebecca here. And we appreciate you and we will see you in the next show.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the Multifamily Women Podcast. To register for the upcoming Multifamily Women Summit, be a guest on this podcast, or join the Women's Leadership Series, visit multifamilywomen.com.